Welcome to the Narratives Library. The author found this story was so scary to write that she only wrote it in a library during daylight. Here the heroine comes upon the classic haunted house in the woods.
And then I see it. I pull up sharply and I'm suddenly aware of my heart, which is pounding hard in my chest, probably more from shock than fright. It's an abandoned house, perhaps the abandoned house, the one featured in all of the ghost stories told on school camps. I've heard about this house in such great detail, but I've never seen it for myself. Supposedly, the family who lived here disappeared one day, leaving everything inside as if they were going into town for milk and bread and forgot to come home. There are so many theories about what may have happened to them. One is that something got them, something supernatural. Of course, this story is told by some of the younger kids. Older kids tell more gruesome, real-sounding stories. Stories about murderers killing the whole family, taking their bodies and feeding them through the wood chipper into the dam. Other stories mix the real and supernatural, such as the one about the eldest daughter who was possessed by the devil, who killed her family, then disappeared. I wonder what really did happen. Most likely, they simply moved and people made up everything else. Still, I've heard of kids hiking out here and testing their courage by running through the house. But that could be just a story too. I've never met anyone who actually has done it. The house is completely overgrown with leafy branches leaning on part of the roof. The outside of the house is covered with the remains of a vine. No leaves, just long, gnarly tendrils clasping the walls. Remnants of the white paint fleck the weatherboards. Three small windows under arched eaves jut out from the roof, each with four panes of glass which are all intact. Amazing. The windows on the ground level are tall and narrow, the same size as the front door. They are all blacked out with snugly fitting external blinds that look newer than the house. Out of place, heavy duty. Six wooden poles hold up the narrow porch, which just covers the front steps. It would have been beautiful in its day, nestled in the forest, a house people would dream of. My eyes trace a path through ferns and grasses from the porch steps to the bulb-shaped road that stops before the house. Then I notice something strange. Some of the grass in front of the house is flattened, as if cars have recently parked there, and the path from the front door to the road is worn, as if someone visits. I'm totally and irrationally spooked, and the forest and the fog lurking above suddenly feels ominous and menacing. The sound of a car startles me. I turn and see dim light hit the trees at the bend. I pull my bike off the road, trip on some rocks, let myself fall into the moss and ferns, and then scramble along the wet ground out of sight. The car moves slowly. I don't dare peer over the rocks for fear of being seen. The car creeps by and slows even further. Red glows on the trees around me. Holding my breath, I keep my head down and lie still. The car crawls past. I breathe. A dark four-wheel drive pulls up at the house. A broad figure wearing a long dark coat, sunglasses and a beanie steps from the car and looks in my direction. The face is cast in shadow. My cover isn't as dense from this angle. I lie flat, motionless. Any movement could give me away. The figure turns and walks to the house. I sit up a little to get a better view and strain my eyes to see clearer. The person turns before entering and looks right at me. As soon as the door opens, then closes, I'm up and running with my bike. I hop 1, 2, 3 to keep momentum while my other foot finds the pedal and I don't look back. Cold seeps through my clothes as the wind rushes over me. I'm wet from lying on the ground. I glance down at my arms. They are covered in mud that's a colour I've never seen around here before. It's black.
You've been listening to Fleur Ferris reading from her novel, Black. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.